You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
I've been in multiple companies. So had I. Just so you know, I had been in a bunch of companies and I had sworn off network marketing before I became the number one income earner in a company. Okay. So I've been in multiple companies, love them all. The company I'm in now is amazing. I have so much fear in promoting because I've promoted all the others. How do I address it moving forward? So two things. One, this is one, not the main, but one of the reasons that we suggest against constantly mentioning your company name and product name. Because, you know, if your timeline is grapey grapes, amazing. Next month, you know what? Yummity yum is the key. Banana yellow, whatever, right? And so like if we look at your timeline and it's like company name is awesome. I love other company name. Other product name is incredible. Then it's just really obvious that you're just kind of floating through space and doing different things. If you lead with benefits, not so obvious. So if I say, so proud of my friend who started on our product and had a better night's sleep last night, way to go, Linda. What company am I in? You don't know. So proud of my girl, Lisa, who went to her high school, her 20-year high school reunion last night, and they said that she looked amazing and even her husband complimented her. Way to go, Lisa. What company am I in? You don't know. So proud of my boy, Jeff, who got started with us and made an extra $50 last week. Way to go, Jeff. What company am I in? I run Facebook Lives. 4 ways to reduce your back pain. What company am I in? Don't know. So if you do proper marketing, where you're not just dropping the name of the company and the name of the product, like that's what people are looking for, right? They're looking for, what does it do? How does it help me? Why should I take it? Why should I purchase it? Right? So that's what people are looking for. But if you just lazily flop out there the company name, product name, then you're going to run into this problem. Okay. Now, that's number one. Number two, when you're reaching out to people, here's exactly what I would say. And I forget, I learned this from someone, but it's been quite a while. I don't recall who told me this one. I try to give credit where I can remember, but I don't remember this one. So you reach out to people and you say, hey, you know what? For the last X number of years, I've really been doing a lot of research around home-based businesses. And I'm actually taking the time to join several of them and really get on the inside and see how they work and see how they operate. And because of that research, I am certain that this company I'm in right now is absolutely incredible and amazing. And this is the company that I thought, you know what? I should bring this to Luke. I should bring this to Maria. I should bring it to Jen. And so I wanted to see if you're open to taking a look at it. If you are, fantastic. If not, no big deal. What exactly are they going to chastise you on? That you did a bunch of research that they didn't have to pay for, right? And so that's the energy. Now, is that reality? I know it's not. You know it's not. But that is plausible. Hey, this guy's, you know, he's tried a bunch of different things and he tested a bunch of things. Aren't we aware that that's true of other successful people? Did Elon just launch Tesla? Or did he do PayPal first and then do SolarCity and then do whatever else, right? And so it's same with Mark Cuban. Mark Cuban just owned the Mavericks. No, he launched a company. It was bought by Yahoo. It was, right? So that's a very common scenario of someone being involved in different things, but it's all in how you position it. Now, if you bash all those other things, then it's not, you know, if you say, yeah, I tried a bunch of these other things and they all suck, but this one's great. This one's awesome. That's not very powerful. Not very powerful. Okay.
Thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.
America, We are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. To serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.